A record heat wave that has battered much of Europe is finally breaking, with sizzling temperatures slowly climbing back to normal summertime levels on the continent. Many European countries are now grappling with the fallout, including mounting criticism in France over the government's handling of the heat wave. European weather forecasters are finally offering the baking continent some good news, with temperatures falling from 40 degrees Celsius or more back to the 20s and 30s in parts of France and Britain. In other parts of the continent, the hot weather is expected to break in the coming days. But the soaring temperatures and devastating drought have left a disastrous imprint on large swaths of Europe, including tracts of fired blackened forest from Croatia to Portugal, and saturated emergency wards and funeral parlors due to heat-related illnesses and deaths in France. On Wednesday, French Prime Minister Jean-Pierre Raffarin launched an emergency disaster plan for Paris ahead of a three-day holiday weekend. Mr. Raffarin also promised to seek emergency assistance from the European Commission for the country's drought-stricken farmers. It's unclear whether the effort will be successful. The EU's agricultural commissioner said earlier no further funds are available for the drought. Despite such actions, French officials in particular have faced a barrage of criticism over their handling of the heat wave. Emergency doctors have faulted Mr. Raffarin's conservative government for failing to plan for heat-sickened patients flooding to the country's hospitals. Funeral directors complain of a sanitary disaster as they try to cope with more bodies than their facilities can handle. And environmental groups like Greenpeace have denounced decisions by the French and German governments earlier this week to temporarily relax temperature levels of water discharged by nuclear plants into rivers and lakes. Frédéric Marier, a nuclear expert for Greenpeace France, argues the measures risk killing fish and plants and further devastating an already drought-stressed environment. But government officials and power company executives say the measures are aimed at ensuring a steady supply of electricity and will be used sparingly. Indeed, a number of French government ministers have gone on radio and television to defend their government's handling of the heat wave. That includes French Health Minister Jean-François Mattei.
C'est le phénomène épidémique qui peut-être n'avait pas été envisagé.
In an interview on French radio, Mr. Mattei acknowledged for the first time that the country is facing a heat-related health problem. Not all of Europe's weather news has been bad, however. Soaring consumption of beer in Britain has prompted extra shipments of lager from Denmark, which means higher profits for Danish exporters. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.